There have never been more options for your next vehicle, but the right choice has never been clearer. That's because Toyota has a high-performing hybrid built for your exact needs, like the stylish all-new Camry XSE Hybrid and Venza, the spacious Highlander and all-new Sienna with more cargo space, and the fuel-efficient and high-performing RAV4 Hybrid. Toyota hybrids save you time and money, filling up less often at the gas station. And of course, all with 10-year, 150,000-mile warranty on new models. Take the next step. Visit Toyota.com/hybrid or your local Toyota dealership to learn more.
¿Qué tal, amigos? Mi nombre es Román Rojas y Tremenda Vaina es el podcast donde te contamos cuatro historias que desafían la realidad. De las cuatro historias, solamente una es mentira. ¿Cuál será? En el último episodio de Tremenda Vaina te contamos de un muchacho en China que vendió una parte de su cuerpo para comprarse un iPad. ¿Será verdad? ¿Será mentira? Suscríbete en iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify o tu plataforma favorita. También nos puedes seguir en Twitter, Instagram o Facebook.
El mundo enfrenta una pandemia. Encuentre respuestas y acceda a información veraz y confirmada en el especial de NTN 24 sobre coronavirus COVID-19. Escuche los contenidos de NTN 24 en su plataforma de podcast favorita.
So this past weekend, Fergie butchered the national anthem.
She sure did.
Yes, I remember that.
So my question is, what other song are you afraid of Fergie ruining? Rachel?
Okay, I don't want Fergie to touch Happy Birthday. You know what I'm saying? Happy Birthday, it needs to remain pure. So Fergie, stay away!
Stay away from my cake!
I'm afraid she's gonna butcher the Macarena. So stay away, Fergie, stay away.
I know this is not a song, but I would never have her say our beloved Pledge of Allegiance.
Mm. Oh, so you another American song? You don't
yeah,
want her to,
never.
To soil with her jazzy rendition.
What about you, Jamie?
I think any Christmas song, because I don't want people like rubbing up against the Christmas tree.
The Latinos Out Loud podcast.
Yo. What's up? What's good in the hood, as they say? This is the Latinos a la podcast.
What episode?
Episode number 8.
Yeah. For you OG listeners, it's episode 42 unofficially. Yeah. Just letting, I'm putting it out there.
And 42 wow. is Jackie Robinson's uniform number, and it's Black History Month!
We're so excited.
Okay.
42 episodes, subtle reminder, one person in this room has perfect attendance across
all 42. Congrats to our intern, Eddie. Yeah.
Thank you.
Our intern, Eddie, congratulations for being perfect.
I've been here for all 42 episodes of this podcast.
Rachel has beaten the flu bug. She's just like, you're not taking me down this year. I need to go to a podcast this Tuesday and every Tuesday.
Honestly,
didn't you break your leg one time and you still
came here peg-legged. I came here with cramps. I came here.
I see the faces.
One time you had an eye patch, but you didn't talk about it, and we didn't mention it. But I'm sure something went down.
Everybody
stay
quiet. Nobody wanted problems.
I feel like you're more loyal to the podcast, like probably family gatherings, right? You've probably ditched those.
I mean, I'm too deep in now. I can't not. I'm committed, regardless.
Who are you, by the way? I don't know who you are.
Oh, hi everyone. It's Rachel La Loca.
Hi, I'm Michael Diaz.
Oh, great.
Jay Ferns.
Frank Spiracy Nibs.
There we go.
Frank,
your name is Frank Spiracy Frank, right? How do you spell it? Quick.
I'm going to have to go to the dictionary to Google. Hold on.
How are you guys?
I'm good. The weather is finally getting warmer.
Yeah. Spring is in the air.
It is.
Right?
And already... you can tell that once it gets warmer above 60, little tigres are hanging out in the corners.
Yes,
I saw like a DT out front, and like dudes, the drug dealers were talking crap to them. You know what I'm saying?
The couches are outside the building.
Yep.
People bring their whole living room into the building.
They're starting to barbecue outside the apartment buildings already. The hibachi grills are out.
Unofficial block party that we had to walk through.
The guy with the hookah? In the corner?
I bring my Ouija board into the park, and I summon the park spirits with my boys.
The piragua guy was outside earlier, just warming up. Coco Cherry, Coco Cherry.
Yeah, where are they? They come any hint of, like, nice weather.
They're ready.
Like,
the umbrella guys.
Don't they have to, like, make the ice or, like...
They do.
But they're red. They're like the umbrella guys when it's raining. It's like, hey, umbrellas!
Umbrella!
I'm like, the first drop just came, and you're like standing in front of me.
For real.
So, Rachel, this is the first episode since the show.
Oh, since the crazy, yes, the sexy, crazy, cool, sexy, cool show.
Fake pretended that we watched it and gave you reviews, but today, actually, we can discuss a little bit because it was an amazing sold-out show.
Let's do that then for clarification. Some. It was at the People's Improv Theater, and it was an all-female produced, directed, and acted in show that I participated in. Had a few sketches in there, namely five. And you guys, instead of me recapping it, you as audience members, I'd love to know what your perspective of the show was. What'd you think?
Jamie?
You guys were all there, first of all, and thank you. Thank you for showing me support. I love you guys.
We were loud, too. We were like, every sketch was like, we were like at a sports game. We were just like, go team, go! You know,
We
had our Rachel jerseys on.
Hey!
We did.
No, I thought it was great, and I thought it's hard in a sketch show to... consistently, like, have laughs. Usually there's like a hit and miss stuff. You're like, that sketch was all right, but I really like this sketch. But I really thought the it was consistent in the comedy of the show. I thought there was always some funny stuff in each of the sketches, and I can tell which ones Rachel wrote.
How could you tell?
Because
you know my comedy,
and because I saw some of them before in the past.
Wow. That was a head writer tucking crab right there.
I know.
That was a head writer tucking crab.
Because he's just mad. I'm coming for his
seat.
He's
scared right now.
No, but let me... No, but there were... She did... So You Think I'm Stupid, that was a sketch that she's done for Room 28.
My signature sketch.
But the mark of a really good writer is that you change it up enough. You make it new, fresh, new jokes. That's what she did. So there was a lot of, like, characters that she brought back, but a new take on it. So, but I thought it was all funny. There was some real funny sketches. What do you think, Mick?
Thanks, Jamie.
Oh, thank you. So it's my turn, right?
Aww. Yeah.
Mike's gonna be like, let me play devil's advocate.
Yeah, here we go. The critic. Okay.
Are you done? Is your sentence complete?
Yeah.
I was very proud. I think that it was amazing. Ariana plays a great dude. The mannerisms and everything. I don't know who she studied.
Yeah.
But it was dope because it's, you know, being that we've performed so much together on stage or we've seen footage, but to be live in the audience, it was just a proud moment and it was really beautiful. It's very empowering. It was written, produced, acted, and directed by Latinas, and it was just great. I enjoyed it. I'm so spoiled at times because we are shows, we have videos, and so to see the transition, how great you guys did in between, it was really, really good. And the rap song, Ain't Too Proud of Text,
Can we talk about Rachel dancing?
I never danced.
Rachel was bugging out. She had half an overall on, and she was doing some old school, like, In Living Color type dancing.
There could have been an earthquake. Rachel would have kept dancing.
Yeah.
Nothing was going to stop Rachel from dancing, yo.
There's nothing like 90s music, yo. I get open off of that shit.
I see that.
Roger Rabbit, all of that.
We were doing all of that.
It was fun. And, you know, it's the end of the show, and that adrenaline just really gets to you at the end of the show. You're like, wow, I just did this, you know, let's celebrate and let's dance.
Yeah, well, great job.
I have to say, working with your girl Sophie was amazing. Sophie is so talented, so shout out to Sophia.
I didn't even know she could rap. She did
she can.
There was the first sketch, she basically just is doing a straight up hip hop song off the top of the dome.
I have a confession to make. I didn't know she was able to rap until it was your barbecue of last year, where she started spitting all those, like, rap songs back to back to back.
Hidden talent. So,
yeah.
She didn't even, like, stutter or, like, have... It was just, like,
nothing.
Straight rap. She
killed it.
Straight up, yo. Reminds me of me rapping, but, you know, in a different...
And then she wrote that monologue about the cell phones, 6 minutes.
Very fictional.
Ariana's monologue. Ariana killed that monologue.
Yeah.
It was, that was a highlight, definitely. And yeah, so I wonder who that monologue was about. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the girl
it
wrote
like an
it.
Extra thing or something so, like that. She okay. had
a,
she had
I have a little complaint. I have to have
oh,
to say.
Oh, complaint.
There here were no
we go.
Men on stages, though.
Here we
no,
go.
You really shitted on the guys a lot on that, your whole thing there. But I'm not going to really go in on that. But you know what I mean, right?
Frank was about to leave halfway
which
through
part?
The show.
Which one? I mean, wait. I'm not stupid. You went in on the guys. The cellular phone, you went in on the guys. The Ouija board shit, I mean, everything, you went in on the
Wasn't
guys.
It, an anti,
it was cool.
It was an anti-Valentine's Day. Yeah,
it was. Yeah. It was an anti-un-Valentine's Day variety show, and we really tried to not do any man bashing.
Right.
It was really just nuances of relationships, and I think it was very relatable, but exaggerated, you know
right,
what I'm
course,
saying?
Right, of course, of course.
But that's all stuff that we do.
Yeah, you do.
You know, we break it's into true, your right. phones, we say, oh, you think I'm stupid? You know,
it's
like
true.
Those are just the things. So thank you guys for coming, and shout out to Suni for directing.
Yeah. Yeah. One last note, though. One last note. And I'm weird for this, but whoever did your program for the show.
Oh, here we go.
Yo, that was an amazing show program.
He did it.
It was awesome. It was beautiful.
You did a good job. Thanks for contributing.
The best black and white program I've ever seen, Mike.
Yeah, honestly.
Well, you know it's dark. You can't tell.
It
Mike,
was great.
No, Mike, once he gets a color printer, he's going to be the top guy for programs.
Can you
I gave out my business card to people in the audience.
Oh, all right. So now you're like offset printing? Is that what you're doing?
Pretty much.
Okay, even though I sent you the template? Got it. All right. Because I sent you the template. You didn't create it.
Are we going to be able to cut that out? Because you're messing up my clientele by letting people know that I used your format.
Well, I have to tell you guys, I was so inspired by doing this show. Like, you know, with all these women together. Like, you know, there are a lot of female comics out there. And we're sort of breaking through that barrier. We could do this on our own. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like a Rachel Poehler and...
Amy Poehler.
Yeah, and Suni, trying to... Faye.
All right.
I was trying to combine, like...
Oh, Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. Yeah,
stop mansplaining, Mike.
Yeah, I know, right? Too many layers, Mike. Anyway, I think there's going to be more of this sort of female-produced, directed, acted stuff coming
awesome.
Your
yeah,
way.
Yeah, because if that was your first one and you hit it out the park, I mean, it would only get even better in the next ones.
We got to do this, ladies. Let's
well, Jamie,
this.
You could technically
Come on,
write.
Ladies.
You could definitely write for the next episode since you have a unisex name.
I'm going to try.
Get away with it. Wait a minute, Jamie Fernandez.
I'm gonna come up with a wig. I'm gonna do the old '80s thing where I pretend I'm a woman, shave mustache, a wig. I'm be like, hey guys,
just add like a Lynn middle name or something, Jamie Lynn Fernandez.
Yeah,
or something.
Jamie Lynn. Yeah, I have the unisex name, so it works.
So on a separate note, I just want to make a confession.
Uh-oh. Oh boy,
are you guys? Am I the only one that's been watching the Winter Olympics?
Oh, no, certainly not.
Here and there.
I have been watching. It's so good.
Here and there.
What have you been watching, Mike?
Well, the last week, my girl's really into figure skating, and I'm not really into it because I'm like, whatever. And I literally found myself like 2 hours in getting all emotional for the winners because, yo, the dudes have to be so strong. They have to throw these girls up in the air and they have to land perfectly. They're doing all the choreography. Like, I'm a big figure skating fan now. You
awesome.
Can count me in, but it was amazing and I got really emotional. How about you? Did you get to watch any of that?
Yeah, I mean, I've been watching, like, the good stuff comes on at, like, 1 in the morning. Like you know, the speed skating and the luge and the moguls.
Wait, they skate on speed?
It's really good.
They don't drug test.
Oh, God, you're such a loser, Mike. But, no, that's luge true. Is the shit. But, yo, bobsledding. You guys know about this bobsledding bochinche?
No, there's bochinche?
Oh,
no.
Let me tell you what
happened. How you know
happened.
About it? You going to chat rooms?
No, but I'm on to the Olympics. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
All right, so there's this female Jamaican bobsled team. Uh-huh. And apparently they got into some kind of dispute with their manager. And the manager, before they had their, exhibition, their game or whatever you call it in bobsledding. I don't know what it's called. Their
ice run. I don't know.
I guess. Their cool runnings. She took the bobsled, got on a plane, and bounced.
No.
Yes. But then this story.
All by herself? That thing is pretty heavy.
I know. Like, I wonder how she checked it in. I don't know how she did that. This is my carry-on. Yes, it's a bobsled, but we're taking it as a carry-on. Anyway, this has a happy ending because Red Stripe Beer actually saw, you know, the women talk about it on social media, and they sent them a bobsled to compete.
What? Oh. Yeah. Wait, do they just have them in storage for like everything they have in storage, and they just send it out?
You're asking the wrong person. But
did they put a red stripe on it? Like you were like, oh, you got to advertise for the beer, though.
One so would assume that a red stripe on it.
Bumba clap,
bumba clap.
Oh my god.
Not a bursting.
You, Jamie, are you into it?
I wasn't really into it until I heard that like a titty popped out during
what?
During some ice skating.
What night? You got
footage? There was an ice skate. Well, I think they like to be called ice dancers, some of them.
Ah, okay.
Anyway, so this this French couple had a wardrobe malfunction. The woman, I think her name is Gabriela Papadakis.
Papadakis.
That sounds Greek.
I know, it sounds Greek, but it's the French squad.
Papadakis had Papa Titty?
Papa Titty, Papa Lapis.
So, I mean, yeah, they ended up taking home the silver. So they didn't take points off, I guess. They didn't take 1 point off if I see a nipple. Every nipple I see, you take
Areola
a point off.
Areola exposed.
But the crazy thing is, the couple that won gold, the Canadian couple.
Yes.
They had a move where the woman looked like she was sitting on the guy's face. Oh. It was a face sitting maneuver.
Wait, are you sure you were watching the Winter Olympics?
Kinky.
Were you watching Spice Skating? Like the network Spice? And there was
Spice
like a skate.
Spice Skating.
Did you have the illegal cable box on? No, the Canadian couple. Yeah, the guy lifted the woman up, right? And she straddled him with her business in his face. Oh. And they got the gold for that. So
what?
Wow.
Evidently, like ice skating has gotten a lot more explicit.
Dang, raunchy.
Damn, no wonder they have a late night.
Since the cutting edge.
Very cutting edge.
The cutting edge.
Is that another play?
No, I'm saying, but that movie.
Yo, get it out of your system, bro. No, come on, give me one more.
That movie was very tame, you know.
Okay.
This is now like now these usually like the ice skating partners. They're not. They don't hook up because it's like the guys usually like. You know, not interested in women, right? Mm-hmm. But I guess now it's like
you're like tiptoeing,
gay. But now it seems to be a lot of like heterosexual guys who's like, "Yo, give me some skates and let's straddle my face. Let's go."
There was one like brother sister pair, wasn't there?
Oh, sometimes
that looked
is.
A little weird.
And, yeah, and that gets freaky right? too because sometimes they get too close, and yeah. it's like. What? This is a little...
Interesting.
Like her cold Toto is very close to him.
Then they show like the parents like in the audience just like looking like, what are they doing? You guys used to sleep in the same room.
Frank, were you watching any Winter Olympics?
I've watched some of the sled.
Oh.
They have this race now and they do the half pipe.
Wait, were you just looking at half pipe before?
The half pipe with the sled. The
Frank, were you just looking out in the park, out your window? Yo, the sled with the people sledding.
Yo, I was in Inwood Park and these guys were just, you know.
Well, they haven't advertised this Winter Olympics like the past ones. I haven't seen too much marketing or branding when it came to it.
Channel 4 is doing it.
Really?
Yeah, and then they sent Leslie Jones from SNL out there, which was cool. She was like the correspondent, which was very funny. Mm. She was having fun behind the scenes. I love Leslie Jones.
Yeah. She's awesome.
Yeah. All right. So
how about the curling? I love the curling.
Oh, my God, I can't. Is that really
I love
a sport?
Curling.
Like, they look so stupid.
They do look stupid.
They're like sweeping.
No, and no, I'm no lying. The Russian team got suspended because of they got caught with drugs. Like they were positive.
Get the what?
Yeah, the Russian team. The Russian
the curling team?
Yes.
It's always the Russians.
Wait, so they were taking steroids for the curling?
Some performance enhancing drug.
For curling?
For curling?
Yes, curling. Look
Yo,
it up.
I think like, you know, Latino supers should form a team, a curling team. Because they sweep so good that they would probably kill it in curling.
You hear that, Winter Olympics?
That's how
from now.
That's how DR is going to win the first Olympics.
Curling.
Curling.
The Super Olympics.
The Super Olympics. The Super Olympics.
Oh, my God. The Super Olympics. I like that.
Okay, guys. I think I'm going to have to take a bite out of this show.
Oh! Okay, hold on.
It's time for Jamie's Bochinche Bites.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I like
sexy.
That one.
That was
that might
sexy.
Have to be the That might have to be the official one. Feel like a cool 80s detective.
It was very seductive.
With the bananas in my tailpipe.
Anthony. That was Anthony Palmini.
Shout out
right
to
there.
Ann Palmini. Wow. I just needed Fergie to like sex it up with her voice. So, first bochinche bite.
Yes.
Jay-Z has taken his partying to new heights, specifically Washington Heights.
Ooh. I like what you just did there.
This past Sunday, Beyonce's boo showed up at Uptown Nightclub Playroom, which eventually became the J Room, because his check...
Wow, you're full of them.
Because his check came out to a big pimpin' $91,135, including an epic $11,000 tip. Because Jigga is a bigger tipper.
Oh, yeah.
So the lucky server who received this cash, of course, posted the receipt on Snapchat, classic millennial. And look, since the Playroom Club is literally a few blocks away from our studio, we thought we would get an exclusive interview with the person that served Jay-Z.
Nice.
When they didn't respond to our calls, we ended up contacting the server who was supposed to wait on Jay-Z's table. And we have her on the line now.
Hello? Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Thank you for coming to Latinos Out Loud.
Hi, what's up? This is Lola Corona.
Hey, Lola.
Hi. Okay, so look, check it out. I am the best star tender at Playroom, okay? Let that be known. Freddie Imperial always puts me on the tables with the rappers.
Word.
As a matter of fact, like last week, I waited on Fabulous, even though his tip was far from fabulous.
Shade.
So, let me tell you what had happened, okay? So, what had happened was, they had told me that JC was coming. But when they said JC was coming, I thought they said Lazy was coming.
Oh.
And Lazy's the nickname that I give my brother because he stayed coming to the club to smoke hookah for free.
Well, that's an easy mistake to make. Okay. Yeah.
So, okay. I had went to the bathroom to change my tampon. And when I came back, this bitch, Diana, who spells her name with a D and a H like a tonta. You know anybody that spells Diana like that? Because I don't. She ended up waiting on JC's table and made $11,100 tip. Okay?
Wow.
So, had I known it was really Jay-Z, then I would have, you know, slipped in my mixtape, How Lola Can You Go, La?
Ooh.
Which is out now, in case you want to cop it yourselves. So let me tell you something, Diana, okay, with a D and a H. If you're listening to the Latinos Aloud podcast right now, but she probably not, because she probably in Colombia getting her crooked titties fixed.
Ooh.
You should come see me, bitch. Come see me, bitch, because I'm going to give you a hard knock punch to your mouth.
Okay.
Okay, bitch.
All right.
Wait, did you, did you meet Jay-Z or talk to Jay-Z throughout the night at all?
No, stupid. I just told you I was in the bathroom changing my tampon.
So this was just...
So you have nothing to report us?
No, that's not why I call.
Okay.
All right. All you know what? Thanks for coming on the show.
All right. Don't forget, How Lola Can You Go, La? On corners now.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lola. Right, that was Lola. Really informative.
Right. So yeah, exclusive interview with Lola.
Lola, yeah.
Cop that mixtape. Anyway.
She sounded angry, you guys.
Yeah, Rachel, you were pretty silent when that was going down.
I just wanted her to, like, you know, you have to give her the platform and let her speak. You know what I'm saying? I feel bad for these star tenders. I do.
She really spoke her mind.
Yeah.
Too much of the mind.
I might cop the mixtape, though.
I might.
How Lola Can You Go, La? The name had me.
Let's move on to another bochinche bite. According to the website Sugar Cookie,
you go there often?
Hey, this is
just, Jamie has sugar cookie bookmarked.
Let me finish. Out of 2,000 adults in a survey they conducted, 67% of people admitted to checking out their hot colleagues' photos from work.
What? Whoa.
And 39% of people said they then used them as material in their self-love sessions.
Wait, what? Wait a minute.
Yeah, so pretty much your coworkers.
Yeah. So there's like, wait, so what you're saying is there's six of us. There's six of us right now.
Right.
Out of that,
67% of us.
Wait. Two out of the six are
right. Yeah, two out of the six are probably masturbating to one of each other's
what?
Pictures.
Why are you looking at me?
Why is everyone looking at each other right now?
Yo, we're all looking.
Yo, you looking kind of swole, man.
Yo, guys, you know Uber rides get long. Yo, I need material.
Look, but here's an interesting thing. More women than men confessed.
Whoa, everybody looking at Rachel.
Yo, what the hell?
More
yo?
Women Rachel? Than men confessed to fantasizing about coworkers. 42% women to 39% men.
No, I
believe that when it comes to women, more than men.
So yeah. Doris from accounting is a pleasure in
I'm blocking
you.
Trust me, Mike. I'm not masturbating to your photo, okay? Trust me. Nor anyone in this room, actually.
Oh, okay. Thanks for establishing that. Excuse
me. I like that.
I love you guys so much, but
this
no.
story became pretty much people just like denying, like, I didn't masturbate to your picture, Mike. Yo, just I want to let you know that shit. Yo, on the real. Nah, this ain't no podcast segment. Yo, on the real.
Anyway, I have an app that I know when anybody goes on my page.
What?
Oh, yeah. On what page?
What is this?
My Facebook or my IG.
Yeah, right.
Wait, is that a...
You
that
lying.
Sounds like a Frank Spiracy.
That's
yeah.
totally
That's
Frank
like a perk.
Spiracy.
Frank, what are the companies sent the technology to Frank first? yeah, no doubt. Let me check it out first.
But wow. it's so weird when you do go to someone's page a lot and you put their name, the first two letters of their name, it pops up all the time, right?
Oh, that's the worst. Yeah.
So are there like women, a lot of women going to your page? Do you know how long they're on your page for?
Hey.
Interesting.
Hey. Wow.
Hey now. Good thing I don't work with Frank like in an office setting.
Yeah.
Wow,
he'd be
bites.
The first coworker, like I singled out. All right, that is all for this week.
Well, thank you so much, Jamie. And I think now it's time for.
Come on,
Loca. Loca
is the queen, y'all.
Loca. The Loca list.
That's right. It is time for the Loca list, and this week's list, we're gonna get right to it. The top five things for Latinos to give up for Lent.
Ooh, okay.
Right? Tis the season. Now, as a reminder, Lent is the religious observance on the Christian calendar that begins on Ash Wednesday, which this year fell on Valentine's Day,
right. And
ends 40 days later before Easter Sunday. In Lent, we commit to giving up certain luxuries in order to replicate Jesus Christ's journey and the ultimate sacrifice, we all know what that was, that he made for us sinners. So, a couple of stats I want to throw at you first before we get into the list, because it's a good setup to the list.
Okay. Always into that research.
I go hard in the paint, people.
I see that.
Okay. So overall, one in four Americans observes Lent, according to Lifeway.com. Most American observers fast from a favorite food or beverage versus a bad habit or a favorite activity. However, Hispanics, this is interesting. Hispanics are the most likely ethnic group to observe Lent and are more likely than white people to abstain from a favorite activity or a bad habit.
Oh, interesting.
So, I came up with my suggestions on what Latinos can give up. So, Lent, get this list popping.
Oh, yeah. Great wordplay.
Oh, baby. Wordplay.
Get it? All right, let's go. So, number five.
Can you give up jokes like that for Lent, please?
No. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Number five on the list is cursing. Latinos love to curse. Mike! See, Latinos love to curse for emphasis, so you can give it up, but with the caveat of only giving up curse words in English.
Oh,
right?
I get it.
Only because curse words in Spanish are, like, cute. They're fun, you know? Like, coñazo. Like, that's...
I love coñazo.
Puñeta!
But, like,
coño!
I think a word like fuck is, like, so much more harsh.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
right.
saying? So just give up cursing in English.
Okay.
Number four. Okay, this is a good one. Okay. Number four, let's give up asking for shit for free. Okay? Okay.
Latinos. There's a word for that, right? Lambón?
Yes. Okay. Or abusadores. Okay? Yeah. Latinos, just because we're friends doesn't mean you should expect me to perform comedy for your wedding for free. Word. Or write something for you for free, et cetera, et cetera. Okay? Let's use this Lent 2018 for giving up being abusadores. Amen.
Word up.
Rachel, time out on this. That seemed very personal. Are you going through something right now?
Number three.
Rachel, but you still acting in my short film for free, right?
So tired of it. All right. So, number three on my list, okay?
Okay.
Turning the speakers down in your goddamn apartment.
Oh, no. That's not going to happen.
Not happening.
Not up here.
Latinos.
Change religions before you change that.
Come on, Latinos. Latinos, commandment number two is thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, right? Ooh, so like would you like it if bachata bass was pumping through your walls at 2 a.m. on Wednesday when your 2.5-year-old is trying to sleep? Huh? Buy tickets to see Romeo Santos live if you really want to relive that experience, but don't do it in our building.
That's
please.
A hard one for us.
Another personal.
Thin walls, people. There's thin walls in these old New York buildings.
What makes you think it's personal, Mike? What makes you think that?
2.5-year old. How old is DJ right now?
He's 2.5. Okay. Number two on the list is, this is a tough one, you guys.
Go
I don't know if y'all ready to give this one up.
This.
Alcohol and weed.
I'm out of here. Oh, fuck that
no.
shit.
Oh,
I'm out of
no.
here, guys.
Let's say we out. Let's
podcast
go.
Over.
That's
all right.
It. Let's go.
All right.
Let's
I knew go. It. I knew it. But, like, here's some advice. Look, this is a tough one. I get it. I understand. But try recalibrating your system, okay? 40 days without it will clear out the pipes, the organs, reset the liver, and you'll see more money in your pocket.
Oh, that's true.
This is true.
Right?
But the blood of Christ is alcohol. So, once I get a taste, I need more.
All right. And to wrap it up, the number one of the top five things for Latinos to give up for Lent is showing up
impossible.
Late.
Impossible.
Stop showing
Sorry,
up
Rachel.
Late, Latinos. Okay, look, this is very easy. Here's some advice. Take it from my half-white ass.
Okay.
Right? All you have to do, and this is advice coming from my white side, all you have to do is set the time on all your clocks 10 to 20 minutes earlier.
Let me do that right now.
And you'll be on your way to defeating the stereotype that we're always late. Mm. Imagine if Jesus showed up late to the Last Supper, okay?
Oh, okay.
He would have missed the whole Judas bochinche, and who knows what would have happened, right?
Yeah, you're right there.
If
yeah,
Jesus was on
deep.
Time, I think we could all be on time.
There was so much drama on the Last Supper, bro. That's another story.
There's so much drama at every supper at my house, actually.
So that can we hashtag don't be late for Lent?
Why not?
That was great, Rachel.
Top five things for Latinos to give up for Lent.
Thank
and
you,
that
Rachel.
Wraps up this week's Locales.
Thank
great.
You, Rachel.
I'll keep that in mind, Rachel. Thank
Mike,
you.
Real quick, what are you giving up for Lent?
I don't know. I'm not giving up anything this year. I mean, I was juicing for 2 weeks, so that alone, you know, was there.
So
what
you
about
gave
you?
Gave up nutrition.
I'm giving up putting toppings on my
greens
pizza.
Greens have everything.
Putting toppings on my pizza.
Really?
Yeah. Because okay. I couldn't give a pizza, like, straight up. So I was like, all right, let me just, I won't put the pepperoni, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Yeah. Well, guys, I don't follow any specific religion, so.
No, Frank?
You're spiritual, though, right, Frank?
So you're giving up religion for like,
you
great.
Look like Buddha, so. All right, so it is time now for the partner shout-outs.
Yay, partners.
Do you want to go first, Rachel?
Sure.
All right, then
Thanks.
I'll go second.
Perfect. Well, didn't
okay.
that work out?
Of course.
So special. Mm-hmm. All right. Shout out to our partners at Hierro.com. That's LLERO, the news and lifestyle platform for Latino men. Right now, Hierro is accepting applications for their summer 2018 internship program. If you are in college and want real-world experience learning about journalism and marketing, apply. Visit Hierro.com/internship-opportunities. Hierro.com/internship-opportunities for all the details on how you can join their amazing team this summer. And shout out to Jessica from Hierro.
Excellent. My shout
Next.
Out is Uptown Collective. Save the date, March 5th, 2018. The Up Theater Company honors Elizabeth Ritter. Shout outs to Elizabeth Ritter. She deserves it. It's going to be from 6:30 to 9 at the Fort Washington Collegiate Church on 729 West 181st Street. Go to the website
Dope.
For more information.
Dope.
Awesome. Well, this is a special episode, isn't it?
It is, because we have a 2-for-1.
Oh, Whoa. As a Jew, I love 2-for-1.
Yeah. We have two, not one, two amazing guests.
I love BOGO. Buy one, get one.
Yes. Two.
What a deal, eh, Rachel?
Oh, everybody, every Jew loves a good deal. All right, Gavaltz.
So get ready. We have two guests. We have Jasmine Kadavid, and then we have Danny Garcia returning.
Whoop, whoop.
The former co-host of Latinos Out Loud. He comes in as well. So let's get ready with the interview.
Let's do it. All right. It is that time. She's in the room. And I would like you to actually introduce yourself, if you don't mind. You know what I'm saying?
No problem. You know, my name is Jasmine Kadavid, singer, all-around artist, businesswoman, and, you know, full-blown hustler.
Yeah, like, I don't want to put a label on us, but I wanted you to say what the label was, you know what I'm saying, just so we're clear. And I like the way you labeled yourself.
Right.
It sounds like you're an all-around entertainer, entrepreneur, you mentioned. Please elaborate.
Yes. Well, you know, I started off 2015 Model of the Year, Video Vixen of the Year, modeling. Then I started Jazzy Rolling Papers. I'm the founder and owner of that. I brought out the first pink paper that's FDA-approved coloring. It's all organic. The glue is non-cancerous.
Wow.
I was the first girl who came out with her own weed strand. You know, it was a lot of males and everything, so I brought that out, Jazzy Kush.
Jazzy Kush.
Yo, it just sounds good.
Jazzy Kush lane.
It sounds like it'll knock you off your ass.
Yeah, have your ass sleep. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm 5 minutes away. I'm 5 minutes away. I'll be there in 5 minutes.
Can we watch Half Baked? Can you bring some Doritos?
Yo, that would be kind of cool. Like, if you get a delivery and then you get munchies with it, like, you can pair up the munchies with the strand.
Exactly. Right. But wait, you're the first female. That is, like, a Guinness World Record.
You're a pioneer.
First female. How did you even come about doing this?
Well, I guess, you know, just me outside of the industry and stuff, people knowing me, and it was like, man, you know, you should do this. And once I got it in my head, I was like, damn, I want to do that. I just kept, that might be part of Scorpio or whatever personality. Once I get something in my head, I can't get it out until, like, I just do it. So I just kept going after it, and I just kept finding ways. Like, I really wanted to have my own strand. So I ended up linking with Dr. Zodiac. And at the time, he was still with Corrupt. They, you know, they founded the Moon Rocks and everything. So, you know, we collaborated. And then we also came out with a Banana Moon Rock and stuff. And then from there, I kind of just, you know, drove my own boat. And the papers came about. An opportunity was presented to me. And I was like, shit, I'm going to jump all over this. Because, you know, I just wanted to keep, like, reinvesting in myself and, you know, build my brand out more.
So why pink? Why pink? Is that your favorite color, or you wanted it to, like, represent femininity?
Well, the pink, it was a brand new thing. When I had, you know, met the people or went out the country and stuff, it was a brand new thing. Nobody had it. So that was where I'm saying the opportunity really presented itself, because it was like, hey, we got this new thing. We just met. Let's try it. I was like, that's perfect, because I wanted to tie something to the brand. And then the pink thing, it was just super fly to me. And I am a very, like, you know, feminist. I'm very strong with women, like, you know, supporting one another and stuff. So I was like, man, this is perfect. A dollar off of every box goes to breast cancer.
Nice.
I did. I wanted to represent something for the ladies.
I love that. My mother's a survivor.
Wow. Yeah, that's strong. Big thing. Congrats.
I'm glad that there are now pink rolling papers, because you know what? I'm tired of the fucking pins, honestly. You know? There's the bow pins everywhere. And it's like, I get it. How about something a little more productive? Rolling papers. Beautiful.
Yeah. Yep.
So what's the process in getting into it? Not to get too scientific or whatever, but like, how did you know?
Not to get into the gray areas.
Not to get into the laboratory stuff, but did you test on rats or mice or something like that?
Oh, with the papers.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, definitely. Well, my papers, they're all organic. I know you're probably familiar with other brands that, you know, it's the healthiest, you know, organic. It's the same consistency. My papers, I also have the brown, all organic browns, just like the other ones. I have ultra thin, which is essentially the thinnest paper you could smoke. They're originated from France. So the first papers that were ever made started in Spain and France. So that's originally where the papers are made. And then it goes down to DR. And really, if you're the owner of your own shit, like, you want to go and see for yourself. So mm-hmm. I personally went over there. I wanted to see what was being made, how it was done, the way they do it. And that's what I did.
So let's talk about your family, because you're half Guatemalan, half Colombian.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, like, I gotta say, I'm really, really blessed. Like, it's a lot of people out there that they don't get to be with their family every holiday. Like, I'm fortunate enough, every single holiday I'm with my family. And my family, we're very, very close-knitted. You know, none of us is perfect, just like any other family. You know, we all got our issues and stuff, but we very tight-knitted. I mean, we talk about everything. Me and my mother, we're like best friends. My sisters, I got baby sisters. I'm the firstborn.
Mm. How many sisters you have?
Four and a brother.
Four? Mm-hmm. Six of y'all?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a strong vagina your mother has. That's some vagina.
But Rachel Gray.
It's my mom. My dad, he has the two other kids with somebody else.
Okay.
But still, that's a lot of kids.
That's still, four is still a strong vagina.
Yeah, we're very tight. You know, my grandma, we all very tight. And most of them, they in Miami. So I'm always back home. Which I'm moving back next month. I'm so happy to be there because now when I leave, I can drop my dogs off at my mom's house. Here you go.
What kind of dogs do you have?
I have a beagle and a little, she's a mutt. I got her out of a kill shelter. I rescued her. I'm a philanthropist on the side.
That's what's up. So, like, let's get into your music. Like, tell us about your music.
Let's do it.
What genre and where you're going with that career?
My music, this is the most exciting and most important thing in my life right now. Like, it's just so much passion behind it. And to, like, you know, the struggle of going through, you know, getting into this music and stuff. Like, it's really, it's humbling experience because I just decided, like, this is something I want to do. I don't care whatever the stereotype is, you know, because obviously there's stereotype, what you look like and the same old bullshit, you know. So I felt like I had to work a little bit harder and stuff to, like, show people, hey, look, don't look at me. Listen to me and hear what I have to say. Hear what I got to talk about. You know, watch my work ethic. You know what I mean, man? Fuck all this. Fuck what I look like. So it's been a humbling experience. But I mean, it's been great because I always tell people, if you do what you love, you know, you're going to succeed. Like, don't chase the money. Like, chase what makes you happy. So, I mean, I just been going full throttle with it. It came about after my ex passed away in Miami, and it was just rocking. I'm like, man, fuck this shit. What do I got to lose now?
Damn, wait. Like, your ex passed away?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's all good.
That's terrible. What happened?
A time ago. I don't know. We never found out what happened, but he got killed. Somebody killed him. Nobody got to the bottom of it. And, you know, same thing. Like, everybody has those one little phases that was the point where you're like, okay, this time. So after that relationship, like, I was just like, let me just chase my dreams and stick to that. Let me not focus on nobody else. I'm going to focus on myself.
There's always, what, like, those instances where your life pivots. So it's,
yeah,
like,
when
that
you choose
a
different fork in the road.
Pivotal moment for you. Mm-hmm. And how old were you? You must have been young.
Well, it's 3 years ago. So I was, what, 23, 24?
That's young to go through something so tragic. But also probably defines a part of who you are today, right? And your hunger to do this music thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Has music always been your first passion, or has there been other stuff as well that you've been wanting to get into in the arts?
I've kind of always been in art. Like, corny enough, but when I was, like, in elementary school, like, first grade and stuff, I used to say that I wanted to be an artist, a painter right. artist. So I was like, I'm going to be an artist. I'm going to be a painter. So I used to go to this after school program for painting and stuff. So, you know, not knowing that that was really, you know, just part of me being an artist on the inside. My stepdad, he was a drummer in a band. So growing up, we had practices 2 times a week.
I was surrounded by it.
Right. I was exposed to the performances, and it was just something I always did. Little, for the family holidays, I'm like, all right, everybody clap. Tell my mom, hey, tell everybody to look at me because I got a performance right now. So I would have everybody like, hey, I put on a little show. I did, you know, show choir, things I sang at church. But just like anybody else, you know, you go through struggles as a teenager, you know, you start getting off track. So I went the other way for a long time. I found out the hard way. And just, you know, when I grew up and got into myself, I'm like, let me go back to what I always wanted to do.
What was that little deciding point? Like, I know we were talking prior about the death, but prior to that, what got you that point where you wanted to get interested when you were younger?
Well, shit. Probably, you know, when I really got my life together, probably like 6 or 17. Before that, between like the ages of 12 all the way to 16, I was in and out of jail. I was on drugs really, really young. And I mean, I was violent. I was just going crazy, loose cannon. Like, I didn't care about nothing, you know? And finally, when I did get my brain, everything together, graduate school, I real estate and license in real estate in the state of Florida, going to college and stuff. And at that point, you know, I was in this first, my first serious relationship. At that point, we were doing a vocal lessons. I was going to do American Idol. But every time I was in a relationship, it's like, I want to go do something, but they would hold me back. Mm. So I was always, you know, I was starting and then going back.
Like,
so
I ain't trying to wait on that American Idol line, girl. Damn. You got to sleep there. You got to stay the night for that shit, man.
Try Netflix, you know, girl.
Yeah, so, I mean, I guess it would, I would say that when I got into that relationship and then everything just kept failing and failing, at that point, I was just like, okay, no more. Like, I don't want to like nobody. Like, I want to only like myself. That was when I really just took it serious. But before that, I mean, with my modeling and career, I always wanted to do it. It's just that you really got to be secure with yourself, too. This music industry, this is not for the weak-hearted. This is not for people who really don't know what they're like. If you're going to go come in, you need to come in strong. So I got hella records, but I haven't put things out because I know I need things need to be done the right way. Mm. And I'm not just trying to, I'm not coming in here for no fame or nothing like that. Like, I already, you know, people already, I have a name for myself. I'm doing it because it's what I love. And when I present it to my fans and people who's really watching me, I want them to see it in the right way and in the right light. You know, I just don't want to throw it out like that. So,
what genre of music are you focusing on right now? And are there opportunities to maybe veer away from that in the future, and if so, what are they?
Yeah, well, I would say I'm a pop urban R&B. I really enjoy like pop music and stuff, doing things like, you know, Chris Brown style, even Ty Dolla $ign. His last album was so dope. But you know, I like it to be poppy and have the dope vocals, but still got a little hood in it. Mm-hmm. You know, have the culture in it. So
I like that.
I would say I'm like pop urban, you know, R&B. And I still, I dibble and dabble. I'm doing a little Spanish music and stuff. I really want to get more into it. You know, Spanish is so dope, too. It's great, great culture to get
into. You speak it fluently?
Sí.
Ay.
Sí, claro. Sí. Mi papá de Colombia, mi mamá de Guatemala.
Ay. Okay, slow down.
Whoa,
can we rewind?
How did you get into the modeling and obviously doing the videos? Like, where do you remember that first moment, that first gig that you had?
Yeah. Hold on, it's hot. Can I take off my jacket?
Yeah.
Take it off. The boys are pretending to look away, but they're really not.
They stayed quiet when I
asked. Yeah. Something's wrong with my microphone.
They try to distract themselves and pretend they're looking this way, but through peripheral, they're like, oh my gosh, she's taking off her jacket. You know boy language, right?
Right.
Like, they're so, you could just see it.
Yeah, they don't need to say much.
Boy language?
Yeah.
Boy language.
Boy body language.
Boy body language.
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
Boy body language.
So like I was saying before, what was the that first gig that you had?
So my first video I ever did, it was Cameron and Votto speaking in tongues. Mm. Do you guys remember that song?
Mm-mm.
It was a big New York song.
Spit it real quick. No, come on. No pressure.
You're on the spot.
I know the song. Votto. Come on. What is it? Come on, y'all. What's on, son? You're the mama. And you mama, my mama. You know that song?
Rachel, come on.
And I know Cameron, but, you know, I'm sorry. I may be off right now, but... So you was...
Wait. What's really, what's good? Because if I get a song, I'm a speaking in tongue, huh?
Yes.
I'm a speaking in tongue. What?
Yep. We're about to do the remix right now.
Yes.
How did it go again? Think, find that shit. I know I got the tune.
It's hard
here
to
somewhere.
Be like a human so, jukebox. What the
so
fuck?
How did you get casted? Like, how were you discovered? Like, tell me the process.
So, I never thought that I was going to model. I was an athlete. You know, I'm like tomboy. I never thought that I was going to model. But I was approached by somebody. And then my mom, too, she wanted to, like, take her little pictures and stuff. So I was approached by somebody. MJ Flicks out in Miami. And then once we took a photo shoot from there, it just kind of like trickled on. And I started getting calls and getting booked. And then once I started getting into it, I was like, okay, like, I'm not going to be like no half-ass model. Like, I'm already in it now, you know? So let me like go hard and, you know, be a fucking reputable, be fucking the shit model. Yeah. So I fucking just, I went hard with it. And, you know, I spent a lot of time, built my career, built my brand out, and that opened up a lot of doors for me.
What are some of the videos that you've been in that you're proud of?
I've been in a lot of videos. I recently, like last year, I did the Ludacris Vices video. I've did 50 Lotto. I've done Migos, Chris Brown, Moses. I've done Chris Brown, Rick Ross. I forgot what the song was called. But Chris Brown, Rick Ross got a song that I'm in.
Any stories you can share? Anything stand out about an experience? Good, bad, ugly, not so ugly.
Shoot. One time we were on set and I wish I could think of a better story. This is just so lame. But
no, maybe lame that? To no. you, but we're like, tell us, John.
So we on set. I mean, the normal thing is like, yeah, you know, it's only 4 hours. And then after 4 hours, you can get up on out of there. All right, 14 hours later, we're like, hey,
damn.
Oy. Time to go yet. Oy. But this particular day, so yeah, we're running overtime as usual. And then it's time for everybody to get paid. And somebody comes out like, okay, nobody's getting paid because somebody stole the lien.
What?
And we're like, what? Somebody stole the lien.
The mystery of the missing lien.
Yo, all the girls, we all mad as fuck. We're hungry and shit. You know, you can't piss off no hungry woman. Oy. So all the girls, we all hungry. Who the fuck got the lien? Ain't nobody leave. No, take it. Let me see your book bag. All the girls is checking each other and shit. And then some of the other girls, we like, oh, bitch, you ain't checking me. I ain't got it, but you ain't checking me. So it's like all this ruckus, all this commotion going around. I was like, I was trying to get paid, man. I'm my homegirl. We both like, man, somebody need to cough that shit up. Next thing you know, $10,000 is missing from the budget. Like, the PR in charge, she's like, the money's gone from my bag. Nobody knows where it is. But then like an hour later, so everybody's tripping. Nobody can get paid. Lien is stolen. The artist, he's a big artist. He come out, he tripping and shit, yelling at everybody. We're like, damn, I don't know who did this. And to come to find out, the money was supposedly inside the couch. The lady, she found it. She's like, oh, found it. It was right here in the
all
couch.
All of a sudden, and it then, just magically appeared.
And the lien, come to find out, one of the dudes from the team had given it to some of the girls. So it wasn't stolen. It was just given
it
out.
It was used up. So, yeah. Yo, I forgot I used all of it. Damn.
Hey, my bad. I was kind of fucked up. I forgot to tell you guys. I gave it away. But that was kind of
that's
a crazy
not lame.
Thing.
That's like juicy, and I'd be
that's
mad
like some
as
Scooby-Doo
hell.
Shit. It's like, oh, it was the DJ all along.
And is that something you're continuing to do? Do you want to continue to dance and do videos? Like, do you like it, or was it like a money making thing?
Nah, it was definitely, yeah, it was just definitely something to tie into my modeling career. Right now, the only music videos that I'm doing is my own. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Jamie and I
could do some background dancing as well.
Yeah, we'll bring our own lean.
Yeah.
BYOL.
Yes. BYOL.
Don't worry about it.
But you know what? I wish that I would have did like a retirement. Like if I knew that was my retirement video that I did for somebody, I wish I would have like made it think, okay, you know, this was the last video I ever did. Like it's an epic video. But I didn't do that. So I guess the last one I did was the Ludacris Vices video.
And how do you balance everything out? Because I know you do the fitness stuff as well. And like, are you always constantly on social media talking to your fans? Like, how does tell us about that? Because you have over 1 million Instagram followers. Like, what responsibility? Like, how do you balance everything out and be on social media at the same time?
I mean, I was just talking about this with the team the other day. Like, you know, yes, I have come a long way by myself, but none of this would be possible like if it wasn't me being surrounded by good people whose work ethic is as hard as mine's. So I probably wouldn't be able to balance it all out just me by myself because it's too much. Like, you got to think like, and sometimes I'm like close to ripping my hairs out because I'm like, whoa, like it's just a lot. It's a lot. And I know that I can't do this myself. God first and your team, your family, like you can't do it by yourself. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But what helps me is writing things down that we have to do, talking it out with the people on my team and stuff. Look, this is what we're going to be doing in 3 months. This is where we're going to be, you know, 6 months. I want to do like this. In the next 2 weeks, this is what we're going to be doing every day or whatever. Even on the social media, it's another job. Like people, a lot of people think like, oh, you know, just put that shit is hard. Like to be timing and this photo got to be like this. And now we got to put, you know, what do the people want to see? And you don't want to be posting so many times all throughout the day. And then people, you know, all reading all up into your shit. So, you know, it's very complicated. It is an extra job. But again, when you're doing what you love, it doesn't matter how much work you're putting in because you love what you're doing. I love what I do. It's a lot of work. And I get stressed out sometimes. But I am so happy and I'm the most happy when I have a lot of work to do. When I don't have anything to do is when I feel bad about myself. I feel like I ain't popping. Like, I'm like, damn, you know, like I'm not doing anything. So I would rather be overwhelmed with work that I don't know what to do than to be not doing anything. You know, it's a blessing.
Your hunger is very infectious, so I'm sure everyone listening is like, yeah, me too, girl, me too. So it really doesn't matter what, you know, your career path is, whether it's music, modeling, you know, becoming a scientist, it doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. Like, you should always want to stay active and stay busy in order to get to that next level.
Yep.
All right, so, yo, I mean, we want to thank you for coming here from Miami. If you can just plug away, let people know where they can find you, where your music is. We want to help put your brand out there through the Latinos Out Loud podcast.
No, absolutely. You know, one time, shout out to all the Latinos out there, you know.
Yeah.
We're making a very strong movement, like, you know, and I'm just proud to be a part of it. And like I said before, it's a blessing for me to be where I am, just doing what I love every day. And if you're not following me already, please do follow me on all outlets at Jasmine Cadavid, JasminCadavid. Stay tuned with my music. I'm about to release a mini EP. You know, but obviously I'm going to stay in the music, but keep an eye out for me. I'm going to do my acting. I'm just going to be everywhere. I got a lot of big things about to pop. And, you know, I'm just excited to give it to my fans, you know, what everybody waiting for.
We're certainly going to continue to support you. So whenever you're in New York, come through.
Hell
okay?
Yeah.
Next time, bring the pink paper.
I walked in this shit. It was a party. I said, hell yeah. I came to the right interview. Yo. This shit was Spanish for real. 24-hour parties and shit.
That's pretty much what it is, actually.
We're doing interviews till the morning. Yeah. That's how it happens.
8 o'clock in the morning, yo. We still here in the interview.
Who's next? The line out
All right,
the door.
Hold on. Who took the lean?
Yeah, who took the lean?
I took the lean cuisine. I'm hungry. But different kind of lean.
Well, thank you so much.
Jasmine Cadavid, thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Beautiful.
All right.
I'm trying to do my Regis Philbin voice.
Yeah, yeah.
So you know him from such projects as Latino in Chicago PD.
Divorce.
And Latino in Divorce.
The one Latino.
It's Danny Garcia.
Hey! Guys, I was serendipitating outside. But then this kid, you know, nothing better came along. So I said, all right, I'll do the podcast. I'll do the podcast. I'll win for NPR or something. So.
He was waiting for that Beyonce concert. It ain't going to come, bro.
Sold out.
So nothing better came along. So you're here.
So I said, why not? Let me say hi to my old friends.
It's always a pleasure to have a SAG actor like Danny.
Here we go.
In the space. It's been amazing.
I
haven't paid my dues yet. So actually,
you haven't?
I'm on the fence.
So you didn't vote?
Did
you didn't vote this year?
No, actually, I didn't vote, but that's because I didn't see any of the movies.
Wow.
I didn't
slacker.
Have time. I
so
was
you
slacking.
Had to screen it?
Get out. Get
that's
out.
That's right. That's right.
No, seriously, watch the movie Get Out and also leave.
Jamie!
Well, welcome back, I guess, right?
Thank
welcome
you.
Back.
Thank
How's it
you.
Feel?
It feels great.
Danny Garcia,
it.
You yeah. were a co-host of ours
I was.
In the very first season of this podcast.
I was. It was a very high time in my life. I was proud of that, oh, those few moments.
Do you remember? Yeah, do you remember how many episodes you did?
I think it was 3.
At least, yeah.
I know I did the one where Mike wasn't here, which was the best episode of the season. I don't know why, Mike. I'm not saying that. It's because you weren't here.
And that was my first episode.
And that was Jamie's first. And I'm just saying that the chemistry, it was just
very,
palpable.
Very chemical.
Palpable.
Very.
You're kind of like the George Lazenby of Latinos Out Loud.
Nor do I. Can you educate us?
You lost me.
He is, he played James Bond for one movie. So he came after Sean Connery and before Roger Moore.
You sure? But was it with the same family? Because I don't know if you know, but they actually, they...
they filmed like a separate line of James Bond movies that were not approved by the Broccoli family.
Fuck off, Danny.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Wow.
I was just trying to educate. I think everybody's going to educate.
Sag actor.
No, you know what?
He knows it all about the film
industry.
He's not
actually putting out information that I didn't know about. So
you know, cut that. Just cut that.
Just cut all that. He's talking about Alfred Brock, the creator of James Bond. But seriously, though, but you look great. What's going on in your life?
I've been sleeping.
Okay. Wow.
A lot of sleeping.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. I could see it. No bags.
Thank you. Thank you. And yeah, just been working, you know, acting and doing my thing and trying to get out there.
Do you miss us?
I do.
Oh, and Danny, we miss you too.
Thank you.
I miss you a lot.
I know. Danny, more than these guys. You know, actually, I want to say that my wife is a humongous fan of the show. She listens to this podcast before I even get a chance to listen to it.
What?
Yeah. Victoria hits me up and she gives me notes.
That's
She's
what's
good.
Up.
She,
yeah. You're a lucky good. Man.
She'll be like, did you listen to the one with so-and-so? And I'm like, I don't even know. It's out,
it hasn't
it's
even
out
downloaded
now.
Yet.
All right. Give me a second.
Shout out to Victoria. Thank
Shout
you,
out
girl.
To my wife.
Let
Thank
me tell you,
you
something. The episodes that you were in that mm-hmm. I had listened to, I always said that you have a very comforting voice, like a very good radio. Like, it's a voice that I would be hearing on NPR.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, but funny, you know what I mean? So you had like the, you had the comedic thing, but it wasn't like, you know, like me, I'll be yelling into the mic. Sometimes Mike will have like a little, you know, kind of his accent come out, his Connecticut accent. But Danny had the like, yeah, Danny had the nice like, okay, I'm home.
Soothing.
Aww,
I can take my shoes off.
Jamie, coming from you, that means a lot, all right?
Yeah.
I want to say that I've been reading this script. Hey, can I talk about the... I'm going to talk
of course.
About it.
Yeah, we're all going.
We're all doing a table read for a project, and Jamie's a lead on it, and I'm reading through it, and I can't help but read Jamie's character in Jamie's voice in my head. To the point where I was like, I think I need to stop reading. Maybe walk around a little bit. I don't know, but it was too much. But
it's wonderful. We support each other so much that we just know each other's voices and strengths.
There's a lot of love.
No, but I mean like literally his voice.
Yo! It'll keep you up at night. Yo, I'm here, Danny!
I love your laugh. I miss your laugh.
Thank
your
you
laugh
very much.
Is really infectious.
Thank you so much.
Tell us about where'd you get that laugh? Like,
you know, my parents, uh-huh. You know, shout out to them for showing me how to laugh.
Okay.
Do you remember your first laugh?
Yeah, I'm sure I peed on myself and I probably giggled. Out loud, and that was probably my first laugh. Yeah.
Has your laugh matured?
Good question. Has it evolved?
It's gotten deeper. You know, as I hit maturity, my laugh has definitely gone, you know, at a lower register.
Yeah.
I think it's matured. I'm older now. I just turned 39.
Happy birthday!
Thank you.
Okay, so I'm going to give you props because most actors will be like, asked their age. I'm like, I'm in the 28 to 39 range.
Like it's casting.
Yeah, right, yeah. But Danny straight up, yeah.
I'm like, listen, I'm 39, but I'll play 40.
Yeah, man.
It's a stretch for me, guys. Come on, it's a stretch.
Well, you know, you don't have a lot of grays, which is good, you know?
Thank
and you.
You
don't look, I mean, you can totally
you.
Do a... 35.
I feel like we're pimping Danny out.
Which this I don't mind, by the way.
Yeah, like we're holding like a, you know, an auction to date Danny.
Yeah, my manager should be doing this for me.
Yeah, seriously.
Or your
we'll
publicist,
talk,
manager, everything.
Yeah.
Talk about your manager. Like, you've been getting some bookings.
Yeah, yeah. I
Let's
got some
talk
stuff.
About it.
We gave you the good look charm, by the way.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, I had a show. I was on an episode of Chicago PD that came out about a month ago
Amazing.
Now.
Amazing. You were flown out to Chicago for it.
Chicago was awesome. I spent a week
jet.
There. It was great. The cast was awesome. Really good people. And
now,
then,
I have some papers here that... Mm-hmm. It says Chicago is a very windy city now.
It is.
I just,
it is windy.
This is the research I did.
No, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
We really go into detail here on the Latinos Out Loud podcast. All right?
So, did you find that to be true?
You just Googled it. You Googled it.
They have a different style of pizza than New York.
Deep dish.
I ate so much pizza that week. It was ridiculous. I had my fill. But it was great. I had a great time. The cast was cool. So that came out a couple weeks ago. Divorce. I'm also on the second season of that.
Ooh. Amazing.
Yeah, he's on network and cable television.
That's right. I
You're
do
one
it
of those hybrid, yeah.
I do both.
Netflix, Hulu, yeah or no?
Netflix. Yeah, Netflix. I'm on, I've been on Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. And then I have, in a couple weeks, 7 Seconds comes out on Netflix. So I have a part in that.
Amazing.
Opposite Regina King. So that's,
How was it working with Regina King?
She's awesome. Super nice. You know, she was in the moment. There's a lot of crying on her part. Or she's very fidgety. So I didn't want to, like... joke too much with her.
Can we tell the story? Because I tried out for that role as
yes,
well.
Yes, yes. I saw him in the audition room.
Oh, wait,
room.
I knew
That's
about
right.
this. I didn't know it was for that role.
I tried out. First of all, I go into the room, and I don't notice that Danny's there.
Tunnel vision.
Tunnel vision. I have no...
Jamie's the worst at that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I have no, like...
Jamie came in, sat down, got back up, signed in, sat back down, went to the bathroom, and I'm watching all of this unfold. I'm like... When is this guy going to turn around? I'm staring at him like hard and nothing.
Yeah, no, I'm very zoned in.
Is that part of your
in.
Ritual?
I'm very zoned
you don't,
in.
You don't like socializing before you go in for your
No, audition. I just feel like I don't, my eyes are just in front of me, but they're not, I don't really.
You're focused.
I'm focused.
You're a horse.
Some acting teachers actually say you shouldn't socialize before you go in the room. You really shouldn't
Which
deviate.
I was trying not to do, but once I saw Jamie start talking, I'm like, all right, that's enough with the combo.
Exception.
Exactly. Once I saw him, I evidently couldn't shut up. And then Danny was next, and then I'm still like yappity yap, you know.
And guess I'm like, Jamie, I just got to prepare. Yeah, Jamie, give me a second here.
Guess what? That was his strategy to distract you.
And that's how you got the role.
He got the role.
And I think I helped him because he wasn't thinking about right. the role. He was just, you know,
I just wanted to come back out and keep talking to Jamie.
Yeah.
Let me derail Jamie so I get the role.
So my one shot to be in a scene with Regina King, which is my dream since I saw her in 227? Boys in the Hood. 227.
I want to work with that girl one day.
When I saw
Brenda from 227.
That's right.
yeah, but
or
Danny definitely deserved it.
Ooh,
thank
me.
You, I appreciate
well, it. It was like a sketch artist, right?
Yeah, I play a sketch artist. Like something happens to her son.
A police sketch artist.
Yeah, which is funny because, you know, I was trying to go away from police roles. Right. I think that we spoke about that last time I was here.
Yeah.
That was the Isaac Knish episode.
The Isaac Knish episode.
Ooh,
the famed
classic
episode.
Classic.
Yes. Any Isaac Knish updates?
No. Okay. Not really. But so I play a sketch artist, and I'm on set, and I'm getting ready. I'm like in a corner just kind of doing my thing, and a prop guy comes over to me, and he goes, all right, here's your gun, here's your badge. And I'm like, huh? And I realized, oh, right, I'm a sketch artist, but I still work for the police department, so I'm still a goddamn cop.
Damn.
But shout out to cops.
Yeah.
And the ones
cops.
That I played.
Yeah, and cop sketch artists. I didn't know they can carry a number three pencil and a gun. That's interesting.
Wait, three pencil?
Yeah, they don't draw a number two. It's deeper coal.
It's a softer lead.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a softer lead.
Yeah. Mm. All right, so, like, are you going out for roles now? Anything you could talk about? Anything you want
to
talk about?
Yeah, I went out for, it's pilot season, so I went out for a fun pilot the other day where I had to play a gay hairstylist.
Ooh, that was the picture on Instagram.
If you follow Danny on Instagram, it's a funny picture that he put up of that.
Yes.
You actually went to the audition dressed like that.
Yes, I had many chains on. I had my shirt open to show my... very voluptuous, hairy chest.
Nice.
And
so
I'm hoping that
you had some good taco meat in there.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, I've heard in the past that people shouldn't dress for the part. Did they ask you to dress like a certain way?
You know, they didn't.
Actually more of like, don't bring props, right?
No, don't bring props. But if you're wearing it, I mean, and she, because I didn't have the chains out until I walked into the room. I took them out and she was like, oh, I love it. That's great. I'm like, all right, nice. I'm going to roll with it then.
Yeah.
I don't think I got it. But whatever. You know what? I had fun.
Are you a method actor? So how did you prepare for the role?
The only method I have is trying to book. That's the only method I
have. Good method.
Keeping it real.
Yeah.
Hello.
That's good. It's interesting because I guess everybody's technique is different, but like that surprise element, I hear it gets you places.
Why not?
When you surprise the casting director, that like, you know, unveil of guess what I have underneath my jacket?
Chest hair.
You know what I'm
Taco
saying?
Me. Taco me, baby.
I usually surprise them by like not having read the script beforehand. Right. So they're like, you really didn't look at this before?
This is surprising.
He really doesn't care. I like that.
You're reading the wrong lines. They're like, no, I read that. You're like, oh.
Wait, I'm not the sassy black woman in this script?
Surprise.
Oh, no, Regina King is.
Yeah.
AKA
damn.
Brenda.
I went, that's what happened. Right, I read the Regina King part.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Surprise.
Daddy.
Did I get the part?
Yeah. It could have been a twofer. It could have been a scene with you and me. But obviously, Regina King gets top billing there.
Yeah, you and I had an interesting conversation the other day when we went out to lunch just about how, like, actors are so, like, glued to their phone.
Yeah.
It's so bad. It's like, but all the news comes through mostly via email.
email or there'll be a phone call, like 813 area code. You're like, shut up, hold on.
I can't talk
right now. LA calling. LA is calling.
Exactly. They're calling me directly. LA needs me. Hollywood is calling me, people. I gotta take this phone call.
It might be Spielberg. Give me a sec. So, like, how does your wife say anything about that at home?
No, I mean, usually by the time she comes home from work, I'm kind of like, I let it all go. Because by that time, I'm probably not getting any calls for auditions the next day. It was already late in the evening. So that's it. Acting is over, and she's home, and then that's it. It's over. But during the day, I'm fucking glued to that shit.
It's a disease. It's like a
sickness. Refreshing. Mm. Refreshing. Nothing? No?
Yeah.
No one? All right.
Check all your emails.
All of them.
Or maybe I should go to my AOL and just make sure that no one went to my old AOL email address. Absolutely.
Maybe they Facebook messaged me. Hold on. Let me look at my Facebook
LinkedIn. No LinkedIn? Okay. Maybe they're not casting through LinkedIn. I don't know why. I mean, you know, my stuff is up there too.
It's a lot of pressure.
You two also have a connection there. You took Gary Perez's class.
That's correct.
That's true. One right after the other.
Yeah. So did you guys share notes and how your experiences were?
A little bit. Did, yeah. Yeah. Because this class was so unique, right?
Yeah.
That it was a good conversation piece because some of the exercises we had to do, like, were, I don't want to call them non-traditional, but they were very unique to Gary's method.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, the Sammy exercise, that last one was a mind fuck.
They were good. They
Sammy
were
Sosa?
Good.
No.
Yeah, I mean, you have to change the color of your character.
He's doing it. He's doing it. He's turning into Sammy.
Sammy's just the name of a character, and he wrote sides for Sammy, so we would always have to play Sammy in class.
But usually there's not a lot of dialogue, so what it is kind of an exercise to, you know, kind of show what's happening without having to use words.
Subtext?
Yeah.
Well, not without words.
Sign language?
Right. Yeah, facial eyebrows, which I use.
What
a lot.
Piece of because Rachel had a good advice about, you know, putting yourself into the character that she learned in that class. Is there like one quick little tidbit that you can share with our acting listeners?
That's a good question, Jamie.
I like that.
Jay
I like
Ferns,
that too.
Good
yeah.
question.
Very good question.
The Excellent. Only thing that I try to incorporate is I just really try to believe the situation that I'm in. That's
like
really
that.
All I can. Do to, you know, make it real or make it, you know.
I'm sorry, I just get lost with your voice.
It's so soothing. It's,
wow,
don't fall asleep.
So soothing.
I'm home.
You're juicing.
I'm home.
You're juicing. You don't fall asleep. I know you're a little malnourished. Let's keep the energy open here, guys.
Is it me or doesn't he look a little Elmer's pasty? Right? A little bit.
It's like, it's good for your insides, but not good for your outside.
Are you rubbing it on yourself, Mike? Is that what's going on? You got to drink it. You got to drink it.
Well, so listen, Danny. I mean, your future is bright.
Thank you.
You're working so hard.
I'm trying.
It's noticeable.
It's a hustle and it's a struggle.
What do you want to do, like, in the next 5 to 10 years?
Oh, wow. You guys are going deep.
This is our new job. This is our new segment, job interview questions.
Right? I don't think you guys even went
Where
this deep in my
yourself?
First interview.
Yeah. Where do you see yourself in 5 to 10 years?
Hopefully, you know, doing film or, you know, more TV, media roles.
Mm.
You know, maybe a series regular, something like that. Maybe
you want to play a butcher?
Maybe.
Media roles?
Maybe. All the meats. Give me all the meats. I'll take them all. Maybe I'll be in LA. Maybe I'll be on One Day at a Time. I don't
Would
know.
You? Oh.
Who knows? I don't know.
Okay, right now, real quick. You know, you got to move out to LA tomorrow, like next 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to pack it all up? No, you're not thinking twice?
No, I'm going to go.
You're going to go?
But I'm going to see how it goes.
Okay.
Because, you know, it's not guaranteed.
You're
going
to stay on someone's couch for 6
Pretty
months
much.
And
Pretty
then
much.
Figure it out. Yeah.
And then I'll tell my wife, all right, it's all good. Come on here.
Come on out. Wild West.
We can do it.
That Vin Diesel movie is a go. I am the Latino sidekick.
It is greenlit, baby. I'm playing his younger brother.
Vin Dieselito.
You would have to shave your head again.
That's true.
I like your hair. This is a good length.
Thank you.
It shows the little Dominican curl.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But yet I could be ethnically ambiguous if you wanted me to.
Exactly.
I could comb over.
Yeah.
Is it bad that I thought you were bald? Because I knew you for so long and you never grew your hair out.
I shaved my head for about 13 years. So people that I know now didn't know me with hair at all.
God. Were you surprised that the hair came back after 13
years? Yes. I let it grow just to see what would happen. I was like, let me see what I got.
and then I'll work with that. And I was lucky.
Growing in diagonal? Yeah. Diagonal? What the fuck?
Good hairline. Pelo bueno.
Thank you. Oh. I got lucky. I got lucky. So, you know.
Well, thanks for coming by, Danny.
Thank you guys for having me. It's always a pleasure, man.
Always
fun times.
So nice.
Fun times.
You are obviously the official. When I'm out, you can come in. You can take my seat.
Guys, so Jamie, sweet. Rachel, is that true?
I mean, I would like you to take his seat permanently.
Like right now. Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
I might be here next week.
I think you should just show up just in case.
If you could only see the face that I'm getting right now, the look is like a dagger.
Just
a pasty dagger.
It's the juice face. That's what he's giving you, the juice face.
I'm getting the ginger ginseng stare of death.
You got the juice now, bro.
Well, thanks, Danny.
Thank you, Danny.
Guys. We love you.
Right. Love you, Danny. Too,
and on that note, it's time for Que Lo Que. Special edition of Que Lo Que, because we are going to announce the winner for two tickets to Bad Bunny United Palace March 1st.
Yeah.
Nice.
Frank, oh, by the way, shout outs to everybody that entered to doing all the steps. I know where our contests, we make you give you your social security number for tax reasons.
Pictures of your firstborn.
All of that. So we had a few people that entered. Frank,
yes.
Shake it up a little bit. Shake it back up.
Here we go.
All right, Frank.
All right, guy.
Pull the name out.
You guys are ready?
Wait. Time out. Let's do the drum roll.
Okay.
Frank, clearly say the name on the microphone for the winner of the two tickets for the Bad Bunny March 1st at the United Palace.
The name is Jason Brayton.
Jason Brayton.
JJ!
No doubt, congratulations.
Congrats.
We'll know when you listen to the episode, because if you don't contact us, you didn't hear the episode. But congratulations.
If he doesn't contact us, can we pick out another name for the person who gets it if he doesn't contact us?
You want to do that? But
yeah,
imagine.
We'll do that.
So, this is the consolation. You could have won. If something happens to Jason, though, you're in there. So let's see who this goes to. Drum roll.
Let's go to runner up.
Runner up. Here we go. Gabriel Perez.
Gabriel!
You better hope Jason doesn't call in, man.
Gabriel, I have advice for you. If you know where Jason lives, do what you got to do.
And the tickets are yours. Like Bad Bunny beef.
I'm not.
I know, yo.
Well, congratulations.
Wow, that's funny.
Once again, thank you so much, Diana Dotel, for giving us the two
Wakamba
tickets.
Wakamba Entertainment. Yes. Make sure you follow them. Wakamba, WAKAMBA _ENT.
Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping they have Daddy Yankee tickets in the future, because
are you teasing something?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
All right, so Michael Lopez shout out is for Corriente Latina. Be on the lookout for some upcoming giveaways: the Lady and the Tramp Blu-ray, and Death Wish, and the Wrinkle in Time screenings. So go to the website, check it out, and good luck. I just want to give a quick shout out to the podcast of the week that I like to do the shout outs to, Uptown Girls. They're going to be coming back this week. Hello, the girls. And that's pretty much it for me. Juan Bago, follow me on the social medias. And a very, very, very special shout out to everybody that's been posting us, doing the hashtags. It's beautiful. It's amazing. Our fan base is growing. And just, I encourage, if you're listening to it right now and you really enjoyed the episode, put it out there. Put it on the social medias, hashtag, and tag us.
Help us help you.
Nice.
Yes.
Who's next?
Rachele.
Okay. So, maybe Jamie's going to touch on this, but big shout out to Room 28, right? A bunch of Oscar parodies that we shot this week.
Yeah, we're doing some Oscar sketches, and we'll put those out probably the week before the Oscars come out.
Dope.
So check those out. They were fun filming, and they should be funny watching it. So check that out.
That was your hillbilly video that you were putting on.
Oh my God, that was a separate. So funny. Well, I was wearing the overalls that I was speaking of that of Rachel's before.
That I was dancing in.
The ones that she
and
wore.
And ain't too proud to text.
I wore them. Jamie, that fit you pretty well, man.
It fit me actually very like tight. It was tight in the butt, especially in the butt area. But it wasn't that bad. Like if.
Are you saying you have a big butt for a guy?
And I cannot lie.
Jamie's tall. I'm
yeah, I saw him with some overalls. What's up with those overalls, though?
Those are Rachel's.
Those are mine.
Those were yours.
Where you got them from?
Shout out to Rainbow. I've never seen you fit in rainbow clothes, Jamie.
I've never seen a man with a wedgie and a camel toe at the same time. How you pulled that off. But very impressive.
Now I know I can always borrow Rachel's clothes in a jam.
Listen, whenever you need, honestly, just let me know. Okay, so I want to shout out, speaking of podcast shout outs, we have to shout out the Talking Shit podcast with Josh Ryan Perez and Kirby Cups.
Yes.
You and I were guests, and that episode actually came out today, Tuesday.
Yes.
So check it out on iTunes and SoundCloud.
I gotta hear that. I heard it was raunchy.
It was raunchy.
Okay. It was raunchy. You gotta check it out. Yeah.
Y'all get the dirty leg.
Yo, we get down like that, man. You know what I'm saying?
No, but it was tasteful. It was raunchy but tasteful. Like, we didn't disrespect anybody. You know what I'm saying? But we did talk a lot of sex and, you know, a lot of entertainment stuff, too. It was really fascinating to be there. A lot of very eye-opening information. So shout out to the Talking Shit podcast. I have a couple of shows coming up, so I just want to plug them real quick. So Saturday, March 3rd, you can catch me at the Netflix and No Chill podcast release party at The Tank, which is 312 West 36th, and that's at 9:30. I'll be doing a character monologue, so you'll see Rosanna Santana rant for 10 minutes.
Whoa. Here we go.
She's got a lot to talk about because apparently her man thinks that she's stupid.
He done messed up.
Rosanna will be there. She is the host of Oh, You Think I'm Stupid? So she'll be there. And then Friday, March 9th, I'm going to be doing Bragging Rights at the People's Improv Theater. And then Saturday, March 17th, will be my UCB debut. Ooh. Oh, my God. I'm so excited, you guys. No, honestly, like, shout out to my Sketch 101 teacher who reached out to me to be a part of her show, which is called Sketch Cram. Ooh. And she's been producing it for 3 years. It's going to be, again, Saturday, March 17th at UCB Hell's Kitchen. And it's basically a show where the writers meet at, they meet up at 9 in the morning. They write the sketches at 6 p.m. The actors, which I'm going to be one of, show up. And they have 5 hours to memorize 7 sketches and then perform them at midnight.
Wow.
So the show's at midnight on March 17th, which is St. Patrick's Day. Should be fun. And that's it. You can follow me at Rachel La Loca and next.
I'll give a shout out to my boy Electric Black. He has a play coming out this upcoming week called Subway Stories at the Theater for New City in the East Village.
Nice.
Shout out to Brandon Millett and shout out to Sarah and shout out to RSF Wolf, Randy Simon, and my boy Electric Black. You know what I'm saying?
Frank, we're going to have to give you your own separate kill, okay? This is getting long, bro. We're going to have to be you first.
Shout out to Doris from Starbucks, yo. You make that latte exactly the way I like it. Thank you.
What about you, Jamie?
Oh. I already kind of said the Room 28 stuff, so I'll give my J Ferns at Instagram social. Check that out.
All right. So episode 8 has come to a close. Any parting words?
No. It was beautiful today.
Awesome. It was a great episode. Thank you to everybody for listening and following, but we need more subscribers and reviews. Yes. So please tell a friend to tell a friend. Steal someone's phone if you have to. Your kid's iPad. Yes. Anything. Anyone who has an iTunes account.
Yes.
Just leave us a rating and a review, and thank you for the continued support. We out.
Bye-bye.
Total Wine & More now offers curbside pickup and same-day delivery in Northern Virginia. Have great finds at great prices delivered right to your car or to your door. It's easy to discover the more ways Total Wine & More has you covered at TotalWine.com.
Oye, mijo, ¿qué show es ese que están escuchando?
¡Tremenda vaina!
Hola amigos y bienvenidos a Tremenda Vaina, el show donde escuchas cuatro historias que desafían la realidad. De las cuatro, solamente una es mentira. ¿Cuál será? Nos puedes encontrar en tu plataforma favorita. iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, iHeartRadio. Suscríbete hoy. Y esto es Tremenda Vaina.
¡Tremenda Vaina!
There have never been more options for your next vehicle, but the right choice has never been clearer. That's because Toyota has a high-performing hybrid built for your exact needs, like the stylish all-new Camry XSE Hybrid and Venza, the spacious Highlander and all-new Sienna with more cargo space, and the fuel-efficient and high-performing RAV4 Hybrid. Toyota hybrids save you time and money, filling up less often at the gas station. And of course, all with 10-year, 150,000-mile warranty on new models. Take the next step. Visit Toyota.com/hybrid or your local Toyota dealership to learn more.